this is a rare occasion. I don't think I've seen you wear a suit since you retired. We'll get you to turn your mic on there.
I got to turn this on. Yeah, I'm looking good. I'm looking really good. That's true. And it's nice you acknowledge that.
Oh, well, hey, it's rare, yeah. So I'll give you props.
Why dial it up when I have enough just normally? What's going on today in sports? What did I miss?
Did you watch that debacle? I shouldn't say debacle. Yeah, watch that dominating performance by the Germans?
I watched half of it. It was amazing. I I'm not a soccer expert, but watching the expression on those players' faces and the fans.
It means a lot. People were crying when it was 3-0. Because most soccer fans know you're not coming back from 3-0. No. And then it's 4-0. And then it's like it was 4 goals in 6 minutes.
I know. It doesn't even seem possible. Like that's a complete meltdown, a breakdown. You know, and obviously Neymar was a huge part of that team.
Yeah. You know, but he couldn't have been that big. You know, he's a striker. He doesn't play defense.
No, but if you're Germany, you know their best striker is out of the match. You know, you maybe play them more aggressively. Yeah. You're less fearful. And it kind of takes the shackles off you to run and to make plays. Yeah. You maybe wouldn't have done if Neymar's in the game.
Potentially. Silva's, I still think, maybe the crucial guy for them.
Okay.
And
sure.
If Neymar meant that much, then I wonder if their psyche was, you know, tough enough at that time. Like I don't really think, like maybe you can compare it to the Olympics 2010 in Vancouver, but even then it's really only 6 nations, right? Like when it's the World Cup, there's 32, not to mention all the other ones that don't even get in and qualifying that are pretty good. Mm-hmm. It's such a different scale. And like the Brazilians, like soccer is everything to them.
Yeah.
Like, and they went in debt by billions and billions of dollars and now they don't win. They've hosted it twice, 1950 and now 2014. Like they won't host it again, maybe ever. And if they do, it's probably not going to be for another 60 or 70 years. Yeah. It's tough, man. Yeah, I almost felt a little sorry for them, but then I realized it was my team that was winning, so I didn't.
No, I feel badly for them. I mean, this is a group of guys that there's so much pressure on them. And I agree with you. I think the pressure on Brazil to win the World Cup was more than what the players for Team Canada felt to win in Vancouver, because this is a worldwide tournament. I mean, I love hockey, but it's not across the world like soccer. And so there's a lot of pressure on these guys, and now you deal with the fallout, huge disappointment the rest of your life.
Now people are texting me that they just saw you on TSN.
I was doing That's Hockey.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just remote. I'll be doing it periodically over the summer, 7-8 times. Get a little eye candy.
What were you talking about today?
Today we debated. Well, I'd like to have your. I won't tell you what I said. If you're starting a franchise, would you start PK Subban, Ryan McDonough?
PK Subban.
Hello. I didn't say that, but I knew you'd say that. Yeah. You love the razzle dazzle. You and Noodles both said the same. You love the razzle dazzle.
Well, I like a few things about PK Subban. I think he can impact the game in more ways than Ryan McDonough.
You think so? Mm-hmm. Who had more game winning goals?
I have no idea. Game winning goal stat to me is probably one of the most useless stats
ever.
You don't
say that when you say about Patrick Kane.
Well, Patrick in overtime goals in the playoffs, sure. But a game-winning goal depends. If the score is 5-1 and you score the second goal, is that goal really that important?
Still is a game-winning goal. I think Ryan McDonough has the ability. The thing I like best about him, he's efficient in movement. PK Subban moves around the ice, makes some fun things to watch. It's entertaining, but they're needless. He can be more efficient with his movement, save his energy for when he really needs those bursts.
Yeah, I think Subban's energy adds a lot to a team.
Yeah.
Right, and that's where, to me, I find he can impact the game offensively. You know, he's still learning to play defense, as is McDonough. I find that, you know what, if Carey Price is healthy, maybe that series is a little bit different, who knows? But, because, you know, Lundqvist and Price might have evened each other out. Well, clearly more than they did with Tokarski. But it's individual player, I'd still probably take PK Subban. I like Ryan McDonough. I just think that PK Subban can do more. Sure, sometimes he might do too much.
Yeah.
But I don't mind that sometimes.
Who do you make the captain of the Canadians?
That's a really good question.
Not easy. I thought, my opinion would have been Josh Georges until he was railroaded out of town.
Yeah. You know what? Gionta's gone. I don't see them giving it to Pekanics. Andre Markov, they might, as maybe a safe position for them. I easily could see them. You know, PK Subban's going to get a pretty big contract. I don't think there's any argument about that, right?
He's going to be a big one.
He's going to get a big deal. But to me, the only option is Markov, because Max Pacioretty's not a guy that's a captain for me. Who are their other forwards? Like Gallagher, Desharnais, Eller, Emelin on the back end, Bork. I think really it's down to two guys. It's either Markov or Subban. And so you can look at it and say, Do we give it to Subban right now? Markov's got a few years left. Mm-hmm. Do you give it to Mark? Because to me, the captaincy, I know it's really important to some players. I don't think it's the do-all, end-all. Now, the other thing in Montreal is it's not a major thing, but they do prefer it sometimes if the guy's bilingual, right?
Yeah.
And Subban's a better speaker than Markov.
Yeah. I've said in the past that I don't think you need a captain on every team, but the Montreal Canadiens, they need a captain. So there'll be a captain come September 15th or whatever.
So who would you give it to? PK?
No, I don't give it to PK. Not yet. I think you got to let PK kind of keep finding his game, his way to move it up. So I think Markov's the guy, but I don't think there's really a guy that I'm in love with. But I think Markov's probably the guy, knowing you have strong support from Subban and from some of the other guys in that dressing room that can help him. And Gallagher, I mean, there's a guy that could be a captain in a few years if he doesn't kill himself. But yeah, I think that in time, Subban will be your captain. But I still think he's still got some growing to do.
Oh, there's no doubt.
And that's not a knock against them. Yeah. All 25 years old. They all do.
Mm-hmm. I think Subban's, he's grown a fair amount. I just like him as a player. I like a lot of the things that he brings. Yeah. And I'd take him over McDonough.
Okay.
So that's what you and Noodles were arguing about today?
Yeah. Yeah, that was...
So Noodles is clearly the smarter of the two today.
Well, so you say.
Well, so would he say. So it's 2-1.
Yeah, that's 2-1, and I'd be happy to win my championships with McDonough, Taze, and Backus as my two centers and my starting defenseman.
You're still why is Taze suddenly better than Crosby or Kopitar?
I'm not saying he's better. He's just a player I preferred. And I think when you look at it in terms of this way, when you're talking about great players, you can look at stats. Yeah, that's one way. But I think you look at moments and things that these players have done. And the moments I've seen Taze rise up and do great things exceeds the other two, just in my opinion. And it's things that maybe I watch for that other people don't watch for. You know, and I see things, stepping up in both Olympics. I see things, going after Char in that Stanley Cup final. The quiet leadership that he brings to that team and the consistent effort. I mean, these are things that I like, and other people might like Crosby more as a player or Kopitar. They're all great players, but it comes down to choice, and these moments, I think, are what separate great players at this level.
Yeah, I look at... Crosby, like I didn't think Taves was like Taves was good in the last Olympics here. I don't think he was like a standout. Canada's defense is what won them. Like they were just smothering their team, especially their top six defensemen were ridiculous good. I look at Crosby on a game by game basis, how much he impacts the game, how much more he scores than Jonathan Taves, which ultimately you win games by scoring. Mm-hmm. That goals and assists still mean more to me than shots on goal or anything else, whatever, shot attempts, because ultimately that's, you can outshoot a team and lose because you have to, if you outscore them, you win. And Crosby outscores everybody in the league by a significant margin.
He does, but it doesn't necessarily translate to victories. You know, there's a complete game. And listen, I think Crosby is the best player in the league at scoring points. I won't deny that.
Teams, see the difference to me why I don't base Stanley, why to me the argument of best player versus best player can't be, in a 30-team league, can't be looked upon as Stanley Cups.
Yeah.
Because even the best player, the best forward, there's over half of the game where he's not on the ice. Yeah. He can't impact it. And I look at Sidney Crosby. His goaltender had a below .900 save percentage for 5 years in a row in the playoffs.
I know, but you can't just say points either. I mean, points, there's more to the game than points.
I understand that.
You have to go by moments. So you're saying you like Crosby moments that he has.
I like a lot of things of Crosby does. But he can't play defense to prevent his goaltender from being a sieve.
I don't care how good you are
as a forward.
But we're talking about just, this is just my opinion. I stand by it. And I always liked the way Taze plays the game. I like the way he approaches it. I like the way he impacts his teammates, all these types of things. And I'm not denying Crosby's a good player, but there are things that I like in his game.
So would you pay Taze $12 million that he wants?
Gonna have to. Someone's getting it. May as well be him. Probably not gonna get it. I think he gets double digits.
See, here's the thing. If he gets that, then his chance of winning is done. It's over because you're not in the NHL. Yeah. The NHL, well, the superstars, I know they had that level of 20%. Yeah. It's asinine. No one should ever get 20%. Right. Like, if the cap goes up to 75 next year, or this year it's at 69, and you're going to pay a guy $14 million, your team's never winning. Because in a team game like hockey, you just can't impact the game that much. There's just no chance.
But it's coming. So whether it's him, whether it's someone else come up in the future, someone's
but
getting
why this. Does anybody right now, right. When you say it's coming, why is it coming? What has he done to deserve to get paid $3 million a year more than Sidney Crosby?
Well,
Sidney because you're paid in the regular season.
You can't say it. If they both started now, I'm sure Sidney did the same thing. When did Sidney sign that deal?
His extension a few years ago.
Yeah, a few years ago. So you can't compare. It's just like, you know, Ryan McDonough right
now. No, but $3 million more is different than if he got nine or nine and a half.
So he's nine. So what is that Crosby at?
Crosby's 8.7.
Hey, so basically call it nine. I mean, 300 grand. What's that amongst friends? And, you know, so we're asking, you're talking about a 33% lift, you know, and the cap's gone up.
But it hasn't gone. When Crosby signed his deal, it was only at 70 mil. Right. The cap's actually still lower. That's why I don't buy that.
But I think that going to 10 million, you're asking him to go up to 8.7 it's 1.3 million more. It's coming.
They asked for 12 though, which I think is probably just above.
It's like when you sell your house, you always say, I'll take a million, you know, and then you sell it for 300,000. So,
okay. Can you list your house? Cause I would love to bargain with you if you're going to drop it 70%.
Well, that's just how I throw it around. I am selling a car. Don't even get me started on that.
Oh, you're selling a car? How's that going? Is some girl running your show in the car buying business right now?
We'll save it for another. It is some pretty funny. No girl's running my show.
Oh, okay,
I got to go to work. I got to.
Some of us
have to work
show.
Around here. She's not running my show. Okay, I got to go to work.
Okay, so Friday we'll hear about Strud's getting his show running.
Well, actually, Friday I'm not here. I sent you that email.
Oh, I didn't get it yet.
Sent it to you like three weeks ago.
I don't have it.
Oh, my God. What, are you serious?
Part-timer. Where are you going this time?
Oh, okay. It's a fun place. Funnest place on earth.
Oh, are you going to Vegas?
I am. I told you that. And I said,
right.
Yeah,
that's
see,
right.
There you
guys
go.
Didn't invite me.
On that note, you have to work. You're always saying how hard you work.
No, I'm taking holidays soon.
Okay.
I'm getting sick of carrying you.
Okay.
Tired.
Okay. On that note, I'm going to go to work. Enjoy the last 20 minutes.
Make sure you straighten your tie before you go back on camera.
Well, no, I'm done now.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.